As Nevadans get ready to caucus this weekend, the nation should be paying attention. That's because, unlike Iowa and New Hampshire, Nevada more closely mirrors the U.S., with almost one-third of the state being Latino.
Are you Cuban? Are you Salvadorian? Are you Mexican? You know,
there are definitely spectrums of the Latin American culture.
Like much of the West, Nevada also skews younger. So in the lead-up to the November election, our Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick will be meeting with Latino college students in Northern Nevada as part of the public media project, America Amplified. That first meeting happened this week.
I'm at one of the many coffee shops here at the University of Nevada, Reno. Sophomore Andre Anaya says there are so many misconceptions about his community.
You know, Mexicans are a majority of the Latino community, but they're not all of it. And there are a lot of different types of Latinos.
Anaya is half Mexican and half Salvadoran.
Central Americans, they're different. Even South Americans, they're different. And trying to make those distinctions, I think, is pretty important.
I think that's a big thing he was saying as well, you know?
That's fellow student Chris Torres, a senior whose parents are from Mexico.
Latino people come from far and wide, and really just kind of putting everyone in that box really diminishes the amount of voice there is there.
I get the question asked all the time, like, what part of Mexico are you from?
That's junior Nestor Lopez. And for the record, Lopez's parents came here from Guatemala. This isn't the only shared concern I hear today. They say most of the Latinos they know work to pay for college. That's not that unusual. But what they say is that most also work to help pay family bills at home, including Torres.
I've been in the same house for more than 12 years, but now it's hanging behind the back of my mom and I's head. You know, how much longer can we actually stay here? How much longer until we actually have to cram myself, her, my two sisters into an apartment?
To help pay rent, Torres took on a second job. That cost him his Medicaid coverage.
I'll lose the healthcare. That was my kind of like way of living. I was just like, you know, I'm making more money, so I guess if something were to come happen, maybe I'll be okay.
After a lengthy appeal process, Torres eventually got his coverage back. But Lopez says he doesn't have any health insurance, a challenge he says is common for many Latino students here. Still, he doesn't think that concern is as pressing as that seemingly unsolvable and contentious issue, immigration.
My mom, she received a letter a long time ago saying, hey, from immigration, we know where you live. You need to move or we're going to deport you. And we legit had to find another apartment.
All of the students I talk to know several people who've been affected in this way, friends and family both. But for Anaya, there's something else on his mind. It's not necessarily new, but he says it's becoming more critical.
What concerns me about the country is a push to a dehumanization of Latinos.
That push, he says, is coming from politicians and even the president.
And that in turn causes, you know, their supporters to then have those opinions, and then that influences their interactions with Latinos, and it hurts the community.
A community that Lopez says is often misrepresented.
A lot of Latinos struggle, working hard jobs, their kids speaking Spanish at home, English at school, and I just want them to understand that not all Latinos are bad. We don't all sell drugs.
But negative perceptions about the community persist. And that, he says, blocks many people from sharing their opinions or even voting for fear of being misunderstood or harassed.
And I think one of the things that hinders them from voting or from sharing their experiences, thinking that my voice doesn't matter, when in reality it does.
For their part, Lopez, Anaya, and Torres are all voting in Nevada's caucuses. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick. This is America Amplified.